Goeiemôre, meneer Cornish, in our nation's capital, Pretoria in Tshwane. I hope you've been well.
Bonjour and jumbo from Tshwane, from the great capital of our nation.
Kiswahili. I've read some very interesting research on the roots of Kiswahili as a language and the intersection of African and Arabic peoples. But we'll get into that maybe in another show. But today we're focusing on a game-changing malaria vaccine that's been adopted by Ghana, the first country to do so. It shows 77% effectiveness against malaria, a disease that is really serious, that kills something like more than 500,000 people in sub-Saharan Africa annually.
600,000, Alistair, mostly in sub-Saharan Africa, 70% of those. 250 million cases of malaria a year. Now, Ghana started this test just before last year, and they have now approved the vaccine from Oxford. It's very interesting because this vaccine targets the Plasmodium sporangoite as it enters the first stage of the parasite's life cycle. So once it gets into the bloodstream, it moves very quickly and then is able to do the damage in rather a short time. I know I nearly died of malaria myself. Within 2 weeks of contracting or being bitten, I was in a coma. And so I'm a malaria bore. I look at it, this rollout from the World Health Organization will go ahead. We're pretty confident. And the supply could meet the demand for this vaccine. We know that the Serum Institute of India has already prepared 200 million doses. So there's also a factor that Ghana is going to, through technological transfer, produce vaccine itself. So this is, you know, I like to end on a good news story, and I start on a good news story this week. It's a fabulous, fabulous story for Africa. Mm. More power to Ghana, having done the tests on about 450 children. The effectiveness is quite amazing. Mm. So and this beats the previous drug approved by the WHO. So, you know, let's hope that it gets out there very quickly.
Some not so good news for a Tunisian football team. They've shut up shop. They've hung up their boots after 32 of its players emigrate illegally to Europe. So the entire football team having left the country to migrate to Europe.
I was in Tunisia, of course, for the elections that brought the current president in. And I went to meet young people to see if they were going to vote. And they told me they meet at this certain cafe. I went to it and I was chatting along there. And I suddenly realized they were not talking about elections. These were people waiting to go and get on boats. And so I engaged them on that subject and said, don't you realize how dangerous it is? Don't you realize how many people die a year trying to move out of your Africa on boats? And you're young people, surely you're not that desperate. And they said, there is nothing but nothing here for us. Yes, it's dangerous. Yes, we face death, but that's better than anything. And you know that the economic crisis in Tunisia was mentioned by Pope Francis in his Urbi et Orbi speech, you know, the traditional Urbi et Orbi at Easter time. So it's one of the 20 African countries he mentioned that are a stumbling block to world peace because of the situation there. But here this team couldn't pay the players. It couldn't afford the equipment. But more to the point, when they went home, these football players couldn't feed their families. Mm. So some of them got on planes, some of them got on boats. And to Lampedusa, that island which takes most of the illegal immigrants. Jamal Meftani, the president of this club, Guardemao, said, you know, there's absolutely nothing he could do. He's lost all his players. He's going to have to withdraw from, and it's the fourth division in Tunisia.
And then finally, drastic moves, a desperation move rather, to protect the crowned crane, Uganda's national bird. Numbers have dwindled to the very, very low tens of thousands.
Yes, indeed. 20,000 left, we understand, alive. Some of those in here in the freedom-loving People's Republic. I know I saw many, many in Zimbabwe. The crown crane, of course, was also called the grey crown crane, the crested crane, or the grey crown crane, is on the flag of the Ugandan nation. And it's very sad because their wetland homes are being lost to by extended farming. In Kabale, the communities there are working on biodiversity and working on beating greenhouse gases. There is a particular activist, Jimmy Mohozi Mahibwa, and he's working on these. The wetlands are in fact carbon sinks, and he's working to get them. But you know, I have to say, I get a sad feeling about this. The way the farmers are having to move in, everybody's got to make a living, and the crown crane, that very, very beautiful bird, is endangered.
Well, Jean-Jacques Cornish, looking forward to chatting to you next week. Really appreciate your time. Jean-Jacques Cornish there with the Africa Report.